Hello and welcome. This is a special podcast today. I'm Chris Janke. I am a fitness trainer, been doing it for 20 years, specializing in specifically helping people get rid of their back pain through exercise. And so today I want to talk about the common mistakes that aggravate back pain during exercise, different things that I've seen over the years people do, and it potentially makes their back pain worse. So first off, I want to just talk about back pain in general. Number one, tell you that I am not a doctor. I never advocate, you know, trying to exercise away something that is structurally wrong with you. Say you have a broken bone or you have herniated a disc or anything like that, or you've been in some sort of accident. Maybe there's nerve damage. There's always somebody to talk to who's in a higher position than me. And so that's sort of my, my legalese right there. But I would also say the number one person to talk to is yourself, right? So whether you are investigating doctors to go to for your pain, or you are in the middle of an exercise, you are the one that has to live with the consequences. So I really want to hit that one home, because aside from all those really serious injuries, you know, those big things that happen to us, accidents, etc., a lot of the everyday aches and pains that we have can be mitigated through proper exercise. Now, that is provided that one reason that the aches and pains are there in the first place is because of our sedentary environment. So in general, we human beings in the 21st century, modern civilization, don't need to move as much as we used to. And I'm talking, you know, you can look short term, you know, 50 years ago, our ancestors, our grandparents were moving a lot more than we are now. But 5,000 years ago, our ancestors were moving a whole bunch more than they are now. And they weren't sitting for 6, 8, 12 hours a day, like many of us do at our jobs. And because of that, they generally would have had a healthier frame. Now, obviously, along with that, there were other potential drawbacks to living in that time. I would not trade living when and where we do now for anything. I think we live in the best time and in the best place. If you are listening to my words right now, that means you probably have some sort of smart device to make your life a lot easier. So what we can do is make sure that we do not make our back pain any worse. So here are some of the common mistakes that people do while they're exercising. So number one is improper form. So whether you are doing a stretching exercise, maybe a core exercise, a weightlifting exercise, doing the wrong form will automatically change where you feel the work. You know, changing from a bicep curl, let's say you're doing a bicep curl and the weight is too heavy. If you start arching your back and pushing your hips forward, trying to get a little momentum, that automatically is changing the exercise. We can still technically call it a bicep curl, but it's also like a hip extension. And maybe you're hyperextending, and in that case, putting your back at risk. So the very easy solution to that is to drop the amount of weight that you're lifting. Your body has no idea how much weight you're lifting. You know, your muscle doesn't say, oh, this is 6 pounds, this is 12 pounds, whatever. It knows tension. So the way to make sure that you're staying safe and healthy is to drop the amount of weight and go slower. Now, it's very easy for me to say. It's another thing while you're doing it, and we have all these ambitions. Oh, I can do 5 more reps. Another thing that I did, because I knew that, I just like anybody else have a bit of an ego and I want to succeed. And so for me, it was like, oh, I have to get these 15 reps. And instead of that, this I did maybe like 8 or 10 years ago. I stopped counting repetitions and I started going for time. I just set a 1 minute timer and I just do as many reps at a slow pace as I can with whatever weight that I'm lifting. And then I set the weight down and I go a little bit lighter. because the goal is to finish the full minute of repetitions at whatever weight you're doing. On a day where I feel maybe tired, some days I will do bicep curls with literally no weight in my hands. And that is something that if you want to stay pain-free and you don't want to aggravate your back or any other body part while you're lifting, that's one thing that you want to start doing. So improper lifting during exercise. The next one is related, but it's a little bit different. And that's just overdoing it in general. So overdoing it can come in two categories. You can either overdo it by having too much intensity, so too heavy or too fast, or too much volume. You're doing too many reps. You're doing too many sets, just the number. So we can sort of break that down into quality or quantity, right? Quality, too fast, too intense. Quantity, you're just doing too much. We don't need to lift weights as much as many of us think. 2 days a week is plenty. When I see some of these bodybuilders talk about how they do like 25 sets per body part per week or something crazy like that, I just go, wow, I don't know what I'm doing, because I'm only doing 3 to 5 per body part per week. And that's, you know, I teach 2 classes. So, okay, maybe I do double, 6 to 10. But that's because I'm teaching 2 classes back to back to my clients. But what I recommend each of them is 6, like 3 to 5, because they're only taking the 1 class. That's the life of a trainer, right? You tend to overdo it more than the average person because we're teaching all you guys. So if you've ever been to one of my classes, though, you know that I very rarely repeat exercises. Like, I don't say, okay, we just did 1 set of bicep curls, we're going to do another one. Rarely do I do that. And the main reason is because if you're doing a drop set successfully, and a drop set is what I described a few minutes ago, where you start with a certain weight, and then when it gets too heavy, you drop it and you get a lighter weight. When you're doing a drop set successfully, that's generally all you need, is that 1 set of 1 minute. And then if it turns out that maybe that wasn't heavy enough, then 2 days from now, you can do 1 set slightly heavier. And that's 1 to 2 sets per body part. The next thing that I want to talk about is neglecting core and stability. I used to be guilty of this big time. When I was in high school, all I wanted to do was lift weights and get big and strong. This is one reason why I hurt my back. I never did core. I never did flexibility. I never tried to stabilize my spine. And what I would tell people, even those people who are kind of solid and they're sold on weightlifting and the benefits of it, if you want to be strong, let's say you play football, basketball, something like that, you're doing some sport where you need a lot of strength, that strength is meaningless unless you have a strong core. And it's that core that takes the pressure from the ground that goes through your legs, and then it goes up your core, and then it transmits through your arms and into your hands. Without that strong core, it doesn't happen. Nothing happens. And then also, without that strong core, you have a weak lower spine. Your back is going to be a sitting duck for pain. So next is, this is really important, because again, this was me. I was guilty of this. Ignoring the warning signs and pushing through pain. No pain, no gain is not accurate. You should not experience actual pain when you're exercising. A more accurate description would be something like no burn, no earn, right? So you do want that light burn, especially again, if you're lifting weights or say doing some light aerobic type. So no burn, no earn, rather than no pain, no gain. And the last one I want to talk about today as we wrap up is not addressing muscle imbalances. Now, if you look at yourself in the mirror when you're standing, your body should resemble the Washington Monument, as in it's vertical, right? You have your shoulders, hips, knees, ankles. From the side view, your ears are over your shoulders. All of that is visual evidence that your muscles are balanced. If you have one shoulder up or you're rotated or anything like that, that's visual evidence that you have a muscle imbalance. So not addressing those muscle imbalances is a very, very potentially costly mistake. So again, to summarize, the common mistakes that aggravate back pain during exercise, I would say these are definitely top five. So number one, improper form. Number two, overdoing it. Number three, neglecting your core and flexibility. Number four, ignoring your warning signs and pushing through the pain, the no pain, no gain. And then number five, not addressing muscle imbalances. So those are the five ways that people make generally make mistakes with their back pain. So do the opposite. Do workouts that accept where you are, that are slow, methodical, and slowly take you from where you are to that next step where you want to be. That's it for today. Again, I'm Chris Janke, and my website, chrisjanke.com, J-A-N-K-E. If you have any other questions, I am really excited to coach all of you as we progress through our fitness goals. And again, any questions you may have, feel free to let me know.